This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reached Warsaw on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. He was accorded warm welcome at Warsaw Military Airport, Poland. He also received a traditional welcome by the Indian diaspora at the hotel. Mr. Modi laid wreath at Jam Sahib Navanagar Memorial and at the monument to the Battle of Monte Cassino and Kolhapur Memorial. Later, he will attend a community event in Warsaw and engage with the members of the vibrant Indian community. Earlier in his departure statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Poland is a key economic partner in Central Europe." He said, "India-Poland mutual commitment to democracy and pluralism further reinforces relationship between the two nations." Mr. Modi said his visit to Poland comes as both the countries mark 70 years of their diplomatic relations. During his 2 days official visit, Mr. Modi will meet Prime Minister Donald Tusk and President Andrzej Duda. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Poland in the past 45 years. On his Ukraine visit, the Prime Minister said he will be visiting Ukraine at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine since bilateral relations began in 1992. President Draupadi Murmu today hailed the creation of online employment due to increasing internet accessibility in remote areas. Addressing the fifth convocation of J.C. Bose University of Science and Technology in Faridabad, Haryana, the president said that at present the whole world is in the era of the fourth industrial revolution and India is also ready to take advantage of the opportunities and face the challenges of it. In Andhra Pradesh, 7 persons were killed and over 30 others were seriously injured in a reactor explosion at Essentia Pharma Company in Achyutapuram SEZ of Anakapalli district today. The district official said the injured persons have been admitted in the hospitals for treatment. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu has expressed deep shock over the loss of lives in the explosion. He directed the district collector to provide assistance to the victims and announced that the government would support the families of the deceased. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has asked the social media platforms operating in India to comply with a recent Supreme Court order related to the identity of the deceased in R.G. Kaur Medical College incident. The Supreme Court, in its order, has directed that all references to the name of the deceased, along with photographs and video clips depicting the deceased, be promptly removed from all social media platforms and electronic media. In light of this order, the Ministry urged all social media companies to ensure that such sensitive information is not further disseminated. It said that failure to comply with the Supreme Court's order may result in legal consequences and further regulatory action. The Ministry further added that all the social media platforms will also inform the Ministry at cyberlaw.legal@meity.gov.in about the action taken in response to the compliance with the Supreme Court order. The Bharat Band called by Reservation Bachao Sangharsh Samiti to protest the Supreme Court's recent ruling on scheduled caste and scheduled tribe reservations has got a mixed response. In Bihar, clashes were witnessed at various places between protesters and police personnel. Leaders of left parties and other organizations supported the Band. In Rajasthan, the impact of the Band was seen in the state. Internet services were suspended today in Bharatpur, Karoli, Sawai Madhopur and the Kumher districts of Bharatpur division. Administration has declared holidays for schools and colleges in 16 districts including Jaipur. Examinations of 3 universities have also been cancelled. Meanwhile, the Band failed to get response in Haryana and Chandigarh. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.